Okay. All right. So let's continue to just work through the topic, which was, again, listing and somewhat analyzing the differences in these two stages of ishus of eris and ishus and nisuin. So just a couple of points on the last thing we were discussing, namely the din of tumah. So I mentioned, we were discussing the fact that the mitzvah litame, right, that's the issue, is that if he's a kohen, so then he is not only permitted, but actually required to become tame to his wife, to his krovim, the krovim hamasabli malayim, and this includes his wife, based on the fact that she's she'er, because it says, the pasuk kiyum she'ero akor ve'lo. So number one, we were just discussing the fact, the makor, that it's specifically nesua, because this is litamila. So it's based on the sifra, and Aaron read it, and I kind of fumbled along with this, and it turns out there's a good reason why I fumbled along, but neither of us came up with the right answer. There's just one thing to point out, which is there's a problem in the sifra, because the makor in the sifra is kim she'er kovei lav. It says ein she'er al yishto she'emar she'er avicha. So that point, she'er avicha, she'er avicha is talking about achos aviv. So how does that show you anything about isha? So this is not my. I subsequently looking in the Mefarshim, they're all bothered by this, and many of them change the girsa. I actually think the Rambam and Perush Mishnah. What? There's no ishus involved in that puzzle. Achos ha'av, achos avicha is aser lo segalei she'er avicha. What does it do with isha? That's a problem. It's not my problem. It's everybody's problem. I mean, the pasuk that the Gemara, that the Sifra is quoting, to substantiate the idea that she'er means wife, in the context of arayos, is not talking about.
Rambam also used the word she'er to mean arayos. I mean erev.
Yeah, because the pasuk speaks about.
Like if your mother-in-law is married, you have two isurim. Achav shem she'er, achav shem eshavish.
Yeah, because the line she'er is in the pasukim in a couple places, so this is one of them, but it doesn't have anything to do with. What?
Yeah, even to identify the word she'er.
No, it's just a question of the sifra. This pasuk does not substantiate the idea. It doesn't seem to, at least, that she'er abicha refers to wife. There are different answers to this question. Some say the girsa is problematic. It seems to me the Rambam actually. I don't want to make too big a deal. The Rambam actually quotes this in the Perush Mishnah, and what he says about it is that maybe we say for the mitzvah. I don't remember now. Is that he says that. He quotes it as a remez for the Isser of Achos Aviv. If I quote correctly. Meaning what the Pasuk is actually speaking about.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So he had this Gersa, and he, I think, interpreted the whole thing differently.
The problem is the Pasuk quote, not actually the
Pasuk, the Sifra quotes, is not talking about.
So why do I just say
Ishtar?
Why do I just say it for the wrong Pasuk?
The Sifra, that's fine. Right. I'm saying that's what many do say. And then I saw there's the.
What does it mean that, like...
It's a Gersa problem. The quote...
I mean, yeah.
But the copyist copied the wrong one.
Yeah.
Like, they only have one...
Still, regardless, that possibly will be a pircha on this quote, let's say, being an...
It just doesn't talk about...
She'er always means...
No, it just doesn't talk... It's just... It doesn't mean it there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it means flesh. But where does flesh mean... Where does the idea that flesh means isha? It doesn't come from that pasuk. It's not at least obvious how that pasuk, which is talking about achos, isha, achos, avicha... What does it do with she'er? So some say maybe there's a drasha here that she'er avicha is referring to eshes avicha, but that's kind of strange because it doesn't say that, and that's sort of a weird thing to then use as a proof that it refers to she'er. So what do you mean? What does that mean? Well, we have to. That's what's called in the Gemara arva chaver tzarich, right? Your arv needs an arv. Comes up with the shomer. Who's going to watch? Who's responsible for the shomer? Responsible for the thing? Meaning that's not a good, right? That's not. I mean. If that's the brayas, then that needs to be explained. So but that's a question that is a real problem. Anyway, not our issue. The point is, because I'll say it means wife, where the proof text is, or whether there is even a proof text, it just means wife. And then the sefer goes on to say hakarov lo es arusa. Hakarov meaning as opposed to arusa. So I mentioned that there are two ways to take, this what we're saying here. It could be that. One way to take it is that once she's your wife, she's she'er, right? And then, but Gabi, this din of tuma, so it's not just any she'er, any wife, it's hakarovet, which we take to mean the one that's more close, there's more fuller ishus, more fully realized ishus, the stage of nisua, right, which is important that it is a more fully realized ishus, there's more dinim of isha or adam apply in that case, but it doesn't say anything qualitatively about them being different. That's one possibility. The other possibility is to say, right, that kilim shorei kol ever love, that it's defining what she'er is. There's a havmin here. She'er maybe just isha, so maybe we're not sure which what isha. Any isha min erisin hakarovi love. That's what she'er is. Right? You guys remember this? Right? So there's two different. And then again, we're going to analyze this subsequently. But then on that view, there's some element here of she'er, which apparently is true only of nisua and not of arusa. So I mentioned Rashi Nivamos. So Rashi Nivamos in Chavtes and Vez. It's the same line in the Gemara that's quoted. It's Rechia, Taner Bechia, where, you know, Ishto Harusa lo mitamela velo lo onila. So it's cited like three or four, maybe five times in Jas. Rashi in Ivamos says what we discussed last time, right? The lav she'ero hakarov elav, right? That in Arusa lo onila velo mitamela. Why not mitamela? The lav she'ero hakarov elav. Rashi, I give you in the updated report. Rashi in Ksuvos says a little bit differently. What is he saying, Ksuvos?
The
she'er is... Koen hu. Why? The lav she'ero hu. Isha Arusa's lav she'ero hu. That's a little different sound, right? Rashi's not preserving the karovi love. And maybe it's Vedavka. Maybe in this case, Rashi is simply trying to reflect the idea that what we take away from this is Arusa is lav she'er, Nisua is she'er. And Rashi says it in the very next Yomarasko again, lo mitamila, enechayeves litamila, v'afa b'shem mitzvah l'isasek b'shishem mesem mitzvah hamurim b'parshas panim, v'chsev la yitama, mitzvah zo ena mehem, the lav she'erohi, lav she'erohi. So you have two different expressions of sort of the takeaway, right? Rashi in one, Rashi echoes both. In one place in Yivamos, he says, lav she'ero hakarove lav, which again is ambiguous, we don't know exactly. And then in the other places where it just talks about she'er, just not she'er, it sounds like what we're saying is she's Arusa is not yet she'er. It's not she'er. Ishto, yes, but not she'er. And the pasuk and these dinim, right, that depend on she'erus, namely in the context that we're dealing with, tuma, the tamela, that won't apply for that reason unless she's a nisua. So again, we'll come back to it, but in terms of the makor, that's an important two different perspectives of how you understand what the Sifra is saying, just in terms of the makor, how do we get that it's limited to nisua? So either there's a miyud, there's she'er tells you isha, and then which isha? So it could be any isha is she'er. And Hakarov Elav is saying, is hinting to you that gabi this halacha, so it's a particular, it's only the she'er which is the closest to you, or she'ero Hakarov Elav, meaning who is the she'er, that who is Hakarov Elav, that's who is in nisua. That's only in nisua. That's what she'er is. Again, Rashi seems to echo both views in different places. Okay.
Is there any document between redefining she'er as nisua versus she'er karovila being nisua?
Yeah, so there may be, depending on, if let's say we have subsequent context of she'er and where maybe there's no karovila.
Yeah.
That could be. We'll see. Yeah. But also, I would just say, it's not mean in terms of Havana, right? Meaning, in terms of understanding precisely the sort of the general conceptual this topic that we're related to. Again, primarily, I'm just interested in showing you the different stages and what they entail, but also in understanding them a little bit. So it's a huge nafkamina in terms of, you know, is this a quantitative, just more, to say more of the same, or there's different elements here. This points in a certain direction in one of those directions. Namely, you know, if you say it's she'ero, lav she'erohi, then there's something that is ishto in some sense that is lacking this element of she'er that's only been assumed. So just in terms of understanding what you get at different stages conceptually is usually significant. Meaning the makor is a way of evaluating the different stages of ishto and what they entail.
I mean, redefining she'er sounds like...
Not redefining she'er, but explaining what that it's not she'er. Well, in this way, there's no element of she'er. Which again, we'll come back to it. What is there and what isn't there?
Meaning that she'er is sort of like some element of Ishus.
It's an element of Ishus that is only true of Nisuin. Yeah. Correct. Right? As opposed to saying, no, it's something which is true of all Ishus. Right? Those are the two differences. Again, we'll get back to it. But either way, the Tamila is based on this Makor as one. Yeah, do you have a question?
I think I got. I was just gonna ask what the first point was for how we know that it's only applying to the suma. But I think I got that. I mean, like we gave two.
Yeah, it's one sifra.
Yeah.
The she'ero cover love, and the way it says it is the she'ero zo ishto.
Right.
Hakaro v'lov v'lo harusa. So I'm just saying, is that further clarifying what the first term means?
Right.
Or is it an additional imposition, right? It's not just enough that it's a one saying it's she'er, but a particular she'er. What I'm saying is she'er, and what is she'er? Hakrovit.
Right.
Two ways to read the makor. And again, we'll discuss a little bit more of the conceptual points, but in terms of just the makor itself, that's how you would see it. Okay, then you come to, so that's one. Again, the Rambam, the last thing we mentioned was the Rambam. The Rambam clause is holding the Derbanan, meaning the din that you're ever metamed is only Derbanan. That's a chiddush of the Rambam. The next makor, the next issue the Gemara mentions, right, that says the Tamila is also the Yorsha, yeah?
I'm sorry, can we go through the Magi Mishnah that we went through?
Yeah, although
there, that wasn't talking so well
then. Right, which is a little bit my fault that I even mentioned him. The only reason I was mentioning him was because I was just pointing out that the Gemara here says, what's the difference if Erisin Oseh and Nisuin Oseh? So you expect it to now list the differences between Erisin and Nisuin, the questions we're after.
Okay.
It mentions three, and I'm just pointing out, besides for Chenik, which we had already seen, there are other ones.
Mm-hmm.
And that raises the question of why is it mentioning only these three? Does it mean to exclude the other three? And in that context, I was just bringing up the Magen Mishnah about Hetter Tashmish. But I will, let's just leave him aside for now. Just going through the ones that the Gemara actually does mention. Gemara mentions Liorsha, Litamila, Lafrenidra. So we mentioned Litamila, what that is. Liorsha refers to Yerusha Baal, right? Which is also based on a drasha of the Gabe She'er, right? The Pasuk says, right, that it's Lish'ero Akrove Lav, that the Yerusha, the Nachla, redounds to the She'ero Akrove Lav. So because I understand, it means Ishto, right? One second. I thought I had the makor out here. Let me just get it. We could have our Valkore recited for us. No, it's fine. I got it. So the pasuk says again, V'meinachum la'aviv v'nusatem es nachal asol l'she'ero akor ve'lov v'mishpachto v'yarash asah. So we have l'she'ero akor ve'lov. So here the Gemara says, here in Chazal say, what does l'she'ero akor ve'lov mean? Ishto mina nisuin. I'm sorry, Ishto. This is the makor for Ishto, before you get to Minan Nisuin. This is the makor for that it's Ishto. Now, it doesn't actually say, right, in the drasha here, one second. Does anybody have the makoros sheet?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. She left my copy somewhere else. So the, right, so there is just, the Gemara in Bava Basra, and Kufit Avam Abayz, right, which this is the main drasha. What I mean by the main drasha is the Gemara wonders what's a makor for it. The fact that Bala Yorish is Ishto, and it quotes a bunch of the koros. But the one that seems to be repeated elsewhere when speaking of the makor for it is this one, right? Va'ishas Ishto minani mili detan rabbanan she'ero zo Ishto melamed she'abal Yorish is Ishto. So the line is she'ero zo Ishto, and just note, there's no distinction here. Which Isha or anything like that. The line simply, She'ero is of Ishto. So this is the makor for the din that in Baal is Yorish Ishto. Now it happens to be that's a machlokes in the in Tanaim, in the Mishnah Bechoros, the Nakamina that the Mishnah mentions there, about whether or not this is Deoraisa or not. Whether or not Yorish the Baal is Deoraisa. I think that's what we're up to, correct? Right, the Tana or the Lazar seems to think that's only, that Yorish the Baal is entirely Derabanan. And the Nachamina, the Gemara mentions is it's Chozeret Yovel, right? And this is as opposed to those who think that it's Deoraisa, which is, okay, seems to be the Pasha of the Gemara there. In any event, it turns out it's Machlokas Tanayim about that question. Either way, which Ishto? Now, the Gemara does not itself say She'ero so Ishto. And it doesn't say HaKarovilav Minan. There's no mention of it there. But where do we find that this issue actually is discussed in the Gemara? We're told that. I'm saying, what's the makor for it?
Oh.
That's, I mean, yeah, the Gemara is asserting in Kiddushin That's the case, and also in in the Maimer of Rabbi Chiya, right? That Mesa and Yorsha, right? Isha Arusa, Enam Tamila, and Mesa and Yorsha. Well, how do we know that that's the case? So we could have surmised one way or the other. The Gemara itself addresses that question. In which context? Which Gemara? No. You guys did it, right?
Sorry, which question?
How do we know that when you say Isha, that Baal is your Isha, it's only if she's in Nesua, not if she's in Arusa? So the Gemara seems to address that question. So it doesn't darshan the pasuk. Interesting. At least not that we can see. Right? The Gemara which provides, in the Gemara of Baba Basra, it doesn't say explicitly that it's in Nesua, so. When it darshans it, Baal Yorish Zishka. It doesn't say, it just says, V'ha'isha Zishka, Minanim Le'itan Rabban, She'iro Zo'isha. How do we know that it's only in Nesua? So Gemara Sanhedrin speaks about that. Right? You guys see the Gemara Sanhedrin?
Oh, it says She'erik Sith.
Huh. So the Gemara is... What?
It says She'erik Sith.
Yeah, so it's contrasting, right, the din of the people that a Baal is puzzled to testify about with... Second, with the din of Yerusha, right? The Gemara there, you guys did that, right?
Yeah. I just did.
Yeah, well, I saw the That's how we
saw. Did you guys see it?
I did it last week.
I think Yonatan and I did half of it, and I'm not realizing that. No.
Okay, so let me just So the Gemara says that. So the Gemara quotes Rabbi Bar Chana saying that a person can be made adam leisho harusa. So there is a din in the Torah that a person's not able to be made bekrovasel. What's the bekrovim? What's the machar? You know, I didn't give it to him, Karo. So I'm just wondering if anybody knows. How do I know that a Karo is possible to testify about his Karo? Silkro. It's a drasha. Pasha's the pasuk sounds like it does it's almost something else. So the pasuk says lo yimsu avas alban. That a person and the Chazal say means that lo yimsu avas be edus banim lo banim be edus avas. Yeah, Rashi will quote it for you. Right?
We learned from there
and Charkovan, correct. So, which is a question, but not our topic. But, so the Gemara there says Amar Rachana made adam leisha arusa. So apparently isha mina irusin can be testified. So the Gemara says, that's machogas. And the Gemara explains, Kidamar Bechia Barama Bishmedula Isha Rusa La Unvila, it quotes this line of Rabbi Chia, that Isha Arusa La Onin Vila Metamila, Vichaini Lo No Nesla Vila Metamila, Mesa and Yorsha Mesa Govik Savasa. So the Gemara sounds like the Mandamar holds, right, that Meir Adon Isha Rusa, that's the reason because these things are not true yet. Again, linking these two questions. Either way, the Gemara responds, Hassam, the Gemara responds, the other Mandamar holds that Ne'eman, that Eino Ne'eman, that a person is puzzled to testify about Ishto, even Menarusa. So what about all this Onim and Tamila? What about all that? Hassam, B'she'ero Tal Rachmana. You guys follow me here? There, on those Zinim, those depend on She'eros. Okay? Akati Lav She'ero. So here you have the Gemara itself already sounds like not a karov love question, it's sort of independent. Right? Lav she'ero, until chuppah, right? Lav she'ero. Now Rashi there happens to say, she'ero talarchman, Rashi says, kidichsiv, kiyim she'ero karov, amar mar she'ero zo ishto, v'chim b'yush sabal, she'ero karov, v'shaktov yor shasam, mikan shabal yoris ishto, v'yesh nochlen. So all these things are dinim of she'er, and therefore, akati, lav, Sherry, so that's quite important, right? That these dinim, it sounds like the fact it's minasua, it's not, the Gemara does not bother so lav sheir hakarov elav. Now you could say it could just be, the Gemara's not quoting the whole thing, could be. It could also be, what we're getting from here is sheir is only hakarov, meaning only in nesua. That's what it sounds like. Whereas opposed to, when it comes to the standard for pasul edus for your isha, that's mishumi kruvei daita. You're already entangled with her enough to have that problem. How kruvei daita lagabe? That's not my interest. Is the edus on the isha? The interest is what the Gemara says in contrasting the din here with the other with the din of the two that we're discussing so far, Yerusha and Tumah. These are b'she'er ksiv. That's why it's b'nesua, because akati lav share. The Yad Ramah says this quite explicitly, right? You guys saw the Yad Ramah? It's in the new. It's in the updated version. Yeah. Yeah. Right. So the way he says it is, right, a little bit more of the direction that you know, we're developing, is that he says that when it comes to these other two, say, quotes the pasuk, the Yad Ramah is both a perush and a like a chidushim. So he's got both, like, he just goes through the Gemara line by line. So the creative parts you have to just pay attention to. What he says, the Hasim Gabi Tumma, the Yerusha, Bishero Tala Rahmana, Dixil Kim Shera Kovet Love, Ramainon Shero Zoishto, Vagabi Yerusha Ksiv, and Satan and Sakasol, Shera Kovet Love, and Shotovi Rasha Savakuli, Mikmina Love, Yeshnofam Yerusha Spal, but who are Din Linian Aninus? Okay, Onin Law, again, that's a separate point. We're going to get to, that's a topic in its own right. We're going to get to when we get to Avelos, the relationship between Aninus, first of all, Aninus, Avelos, relationship between those two, and then both of them to Tumma. There's no separate drasha brought for Kano Onin Law. We're going to see, Rambam understood the same makor is true for both, but we'll get to that. But he says, Le'ina Ninas too, the Afinim in Tumma, as he says, Ebbe Kevan de Tel Rachmana Beshe'ero, Mashma Lashon Kiru Basar. Kiru Basar. Again, the Ramban thought it meant Basar Hadavik Basar. So putting two things together to become one. So it's similar. Kiru Basar, Behainu Achar Nisun. Should Dveka or Davku Zeba Zeh. Reminiscent of what language? No, I mean, that's where it's coming from. What reminiscent in this context? Tosfos, which I guess. Tosfos is in explaining how we know that what the justification is for the idea that Baal's Yoresh Ishto is Kodim, even the special connection of Emu Ben. Right? The Tosfos wonders, you know, if you hold that Ben is Yoresh as his parents, in this way, where he's even even Musaf, even Miroi, so maybe I should say that that's the most unique, special relationship, and he's the first Karo, he's the first spot on the chain, or he's the first station to stop by. The answer is because Sheer is even more than that. It's not even almost like it's not even Nefila to somebody else. It's simply there's a bonding of identity. And quotes how you love us. So here too, you have Shadavku Zebazev Ayilu Basar Echad, Barusa Lav She'erohi. Barusa Lav She'erohi. This is not true of Barusa. Yeah, well, the Makoros, more even than the Dinim, speak to a direction, which we'll articulate, but just for now, so the idea seems to be, and the Yad Ramah again, is from the Gemara, this is clearly the thrust, is Lav She'erohi. It's not yet She'er. From the Makoros themselves, in terms of the drashos, you don't know that. And here also, there is Karov Elav. Right? The pasuk does say, L'she'ero HaKov Elav, so you could have said again, there's a mir. You know, I could have said, we don't find these anywhere in the Kodal, we don't find the explication. I could have said, L'she'ero Zoishto, HaKarov Elav. So I could have thought that in Arusa, you're also Yorish. No, HaKarov Elav. The line in the Gemara, maybe it is true, but the line in the Gemara sounds like it's more than that. It sounds like she is in chair. As the Yad Ramah explains, and as we'll see as well. So just to summarize so far, so what we have is, so the last thing, right, and the last point is, if you hold that Yerusha Baal is only Dirabana, in other words, Midaraisa, there is no such thing as Yorishis Nisuaso, just like there's no such thing as Yorishis Arusasa. The Din Minatora is the same, there's no distinction here, also for Ishto Minanisuin. So then what about the limitation? So there's different things you could say, but there's no need to get into any fundamental distinction. One can just simply say there are two stages, because I decided that one of them, right, that the Nisuin, that the Yerusha, which this whole din is a Chiddush, they're only limiting it to, so it's kind of like an in Chabbalah Chiddush, they didn't expand it beyond the furthest stage of Ishus, namely Nisuin. Rashi sounds like he might be saying this. Rashi actually, Dafka in Ksubos, you're right, this is, you have pointed this out, right, that this is something which Rashi says, he's clearly explaining the opinion of Rabbi Chiya, right, Mesa and Yorsha, in accordance with the assumption that Yerusha Baal is Derabana. Why Rashi in Ksubos is interested in doing that, we don't know. But that's what he does. Rashi in Ksubos, and when he says Mesa and Yorsha, explaining that line, it's almost like he wants to let you know that you know, even if you hold it, Yorsha is a Baal, is your Abanan, so there's a way to explain this too. What does he say? He says, Eina Yorsha, Nidonis Besavia, the Lok Tikun Yerushas, or the Lok Tikun Yerushas Baal, actually Tikunas al Chuba, Oshin Tel Zalushu. Because we're not talking, then you get it unless you get to the advanced stage of the Nidonis. Which is presumably all you would need to say if it's only Dinder Abanan. If it's Dinder Raisa, then you really need to explain it. Now, it could also be that if it's Dinder Abanan, there'd be at least something more fundamental to it. Whatever reason, the nature of the din Chazal felt was more appropriate for Nisuin, that would be quite significant. And presumably what we would say is, it's probably tracking some of the She'er theme. So maybe She'er doesn't give you Yerusha min HaTorah, according to this opinion, Yerusha Baal Dinder Abanan. But Chazal, when we're talking it, what we're talking it is if it were She'er Halacha, which takes place by Nisuin, that's presumably how you would read the Gemara. The Gemara itself, this sounds like Halacha Achmana B'She'er. It sounds like this is a Din D'Oraisa. And I'm sure that's how most Rishonim who read it, Paskin especially, that Yerusha Baal D'Oraisa probably read the Gemara, Sam Gemara and Sanhedrin. You know, like the opinion that Yerusha is D'Oraisa. Presumably you could read it, that even if it's D'Rabbanan and Rashi, which Rashi saying is the reason, Lo Tukun Yerusha Baal Achdikanas, maybe the reason is because they viewed it, they considered it as a She'er Halacha, which you would say is limited to Nisu. Okay, so still you have these two different ways of understanding: is it Lav She'ero at all, and is it She'ero just not Karovei Lav? You have a certain thrust in the Gemara itself, which is clearly unambiguously picked up by the Yad Ramah. But that's the Makor, unless you say this whole din is Dirabana, in which case it's just possibly also fundamentally related to the different sages, or it's just a question of kind of like an Ein Chabal Chidusha, or you know, Chazal didn't feel the need to establish the Kana, whatever reason they did it, they limited it to Nisuin. We're Ksuvos.
Like you're all period?
Oh, are you here?
No, I'm asking.
No, not all period. We're like 5 minutes. I'll quiet down, really. Sorry. I didn't realize where he's coming from. Anyway, so let's see. So that's Yerusha Baal. Okay, the next one. Havaras Dharma. Now, Havaras Dharma is already a little bit different theme, right? What? Yeah, that's where I'm at. Hopefully, it is. It's good to look at it. And I kind of gave it to you because you're doing that Gemara, so it's good to see how the Ram Paskin's on it. But I, in terms of like the, what I'm gonna, maybe if we start this year next time, going back on that, maybe I'll mention it. But for now, I just wanted to mention the next halacha. So that's the first, we've done two of the three nakaminas in between Erusinos and Yisunos and the Gemara. The third one is Havaras Dharm. This one's unique in a couple of ways. It doesn't have anything to do with She'er. There's no She'er in the Pesukim. I refer to this. There's also somewhat of a, there's something, somewhat of a question about what exactly the discrepancy is. There's no question that it's Araisa, unlike the other two, which the Rambam, as we've seen, the Rambam knocks out the first two and thinks they're only Darabana. That's why I say, you said, you know, maybe these three are the Daraisa ones. They're not the Daraisa ones, the Rambam. Two out of three of them are Darabana. One of them is, what? Unless you mean different sofer from him up and say that it's a, but I don't think that.
No, that only works for.
I don't think it works for Yerusha Baal, right? Because Yerusha Baal, the Gemara seems to say, is Darabana. And Rambam seems to pass him like that. No. It's fine. I'm just saying it's not this simple clean break to say these. There are two reasons. One is because according to the Rambam, the first two are not Darais, and the second is because there are other Darais, which we'll get to. Meaning Heter Tashmish is not Darais, probably, but there are other things which aren't questionably Darais. The Gemara doesn't mention. So what's going on there? Correct. Not in the Rambam. What's going on there is. He's not explaining the Rambam, I don't think.
He's not?
I don't recall. I don't think so. I think he's at least...
He says, he's talking about his Tanya. That's what Darwin said, it's only with the Rishai from here.
No.
The reason why he misunderstood it?
I think so. I think, because I think I didn't intend to get into this. We'll get into it a little bit when we get to the Sugya of Yishkol, but the Gemara and Yavamos is discussing Ishto Haktana. Right? So it's an Isha without a father. Yishikana is on Yerban. Right? It's Idea of Yavima on Yerban. And yet, the Gemara is trying to go through, do the Chum have the power to uproot the Kumbiase? Do they have the power to do that? Yishkol back on the Hunter Heaven of Kumbiase. One of them, I'm wrong there, I forgot which one, says they do. We always assume they don't. This is Machlokes. One of the Marim says we do. And he brings as a raya the din that even b'shachim nisha katana should have fell to truma. So Gemara says, it's not limited. Gemara first thinks maybe that's only truma d'rabanan. No, it's not only truma d'rabanan, it's also truma d'raisa. So the Gemara's answer to this is a suah is something like she's a mason mitzvah, midin mason mitzvah. Now the Gemara is saying that for ishto hakatana, not for ishto hagadola. So there is some question for the Rambam, right? The Rambam got, I think I mentioned when we did that point about the Rambam, that he holds the right, that the Rabbanan, he's using the model that the Gemara establishes in the context of Ishto Haktana for Isha, period. All. I don't think that, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think the Kedavishan.
He says that
once it's true for her, so maybe it's true for everybody. That's a very strange thing to say, because the whole ability to say this is kind of a chiddush. And you wouldn't really say it if you held. So I think there is some. Look, I'm just going to. Again, I want to speculate in the Rambam just yet. But I think there is some basis in the Rambam to say this. And the Rambam thought that the She'ero. There's one question here. Does She'ero HaKarola. Does that imply. Does She'ero imply you? And he thought that the Lamanda Amar Grusha Baal is the Rabbanan. Just being smart, just where the Rambam got it from. Because it's rejecting a Gemara. The Gemara is talking only about Yishtam and Akhtana. How did Rambam just like, well, he didn't know that, he didn't see it? So I think Rambam will tell you that if you hold Shera Kovrila of the Gabi Yerusha means it's only it's open, it's only Dinder Abanan Asmachta, it doesn't make so much sense to say, but when it says the Shera Kovrila of the context of Tumma, that really is a Mamish, a Dinder Aisa Perish. So he thought it must be it's only Dinder Abanan, but nobody disputes that in fact it's true. All right, that and whereas in Yerusha you could say just worship through Hefker Bez and Hefker, and you have an opinion. Yerusha is Baal, there are Banan, Hefker Bez and Hefker, no problem. But it is a problem to say that Tuma, which is a Dinder Raisa, which is not Mamanos, Tuma is the Chalal is only a Dinder Banan. But you know what? The model, the Gemara itself establishes a model. Liman Dalmar Ishto, the Ishto Ksan. The Ram took the model, thought that it's a little bit of a pilpul, but Ram must have, I think, probably thought, you know, this Gemara. The assumption of the Gemara that it's true for Gedola and there's no problem, we only get a problem with Katana, is probably based on the assumption that She'iro Zoishto that She'iro Zoishto is a bona fide Del Reis, which is true for the Mandamar Yerusha Baal Del Reis. The same two words or three words, the She'iro Kove Love, you know, that is the makor for the din of Tuma, is also the din of Yerusha, and you find that there's Machlokas there. He himself poskins that it does not imply, again, he doesn't say anything, speculating. Aram says that it does not imply Minat Torah, you know, that's a really intending to tell you that it's for life. It's a direct Rabban, it's not a Rabban.
But then
what's the basis for Tumah after all? How can you do that? The answer is that Gemara.
So
I think the Kesemish is consistent with that.
The Rabban says that
the Pasuk
is a Seth Machtabalma, yeah? What it means is because
the Rabbanan
made this as if
Mitzvah
was a question of itself. Like, what
does that mean? There's a question of itself. Yeah. Again, we're going to get to that.
No, but the Mishnah answers differently. The Mishnah answers that the Gemara, he says that the Rambam is talking about here, Asuka makes mitzvah, that's only the regards to the Katana. The regards to the Dula, the Rambam would learn that from the Pasuk She'er too, right? So the reason why the Rambam picked over here in Ishma Katana is because he wanted to bring a time that Shalom Bakol. Meaning because that applies.
Okay.
Because the makes
mitzvah. I don't think that's very compelling, to be honest. I don't remember that's what I take your word for. That sounds like something to say. That's not that compelling.
But he says
the Rambam to drop.
The mitzvah also applies by Katana and also applies by Dula.
He does, right. So it applies for both.
Right, exactly.
Right.
So that's why the Rambam picks on Mace Mitzvah. Meaning with regards to if the case...
Yeah, I'm not sure. So to the extent that that's like... But if you have a puzzle, you can say that, right? Why not? And also, so in other words, he's not just talking about Tanya, he's talking about Gedolah also. Then he's talking about both, the reason. Right.
Right, exactly. So that's why the Rambam didn't pick the
time. That's I find that almost impossible to say. I know he says that, and I'm not even like, you know, I would not even be allowed into the shir if Rosh Hashanah were giving shir, you know. But I'm just, you know, in the dying of Mashiach Rosh, and you know, Lefian Zaiti, which is not a plausible reading of the Rambam. Again, Lefian Zaiti, because you know, the Rambam, for the Rambam to leave out the main reason to catch the case, which is really an exception, and give you make it sound like the whole din is just that exceptional reason. He hasn't, and the Rambam didn't. You know, you think the Rambam would just leave out the main drasha, which is the primary? I mean, that's just impossible to me. That the Rambam would do that. It's kind of such a weird way, and like so anti the way that the Rambam would do it. He would tell you the klal, and then if there's something exceptional, deal with that too. But he's not going to leave out the reason, which is the pasuk, and tell you the huge chiddush of gabek tana, just so that he can say something which is, you know, which doesn't leave anything out. That's just I don't find it to be such a plausible. It's a very difficult Rambam because it's against the Gemara. And I agree with that. I'm saying, how does the Rambam justify you against the Gemara? I haven't seen another Gemara that would explain it, another Chazal. I think just based on what we have, if you're speculating, my speculation would be he thought that it's the same question of interpretation. The issue is, do you take your she'er to be a bona fide drasha d'oraisa? And he thought that was a question that is true in Yerusha and it's machokas, and it doesn't seem to be machokas about tumah, but it's also true for tumah. And the Gemara is that don't imply that it is true for tumah, it's just because it's just assuming, like Yerusha Zabal d'oraisa, the same thing, same interpretation. But what he's supplying is how you explain the din. The Gemara never gets to. The Gemara never seems to think that you need to explain Yishtak Gedolah. What I'm saying is because the Gemara thought it was based on the pasuk, but I don't think that pasuk is true. If you hold your at least the way I pass the Yerusha Baal Darabon. And again, the reason it's such a pimple is because it is the same three words, she'ero kove love. And if you say the Rambam thought that the din was Darabon, that day of holds Yerusha Baal Darabon, what do you mean it says Isha? No, it doesn't say Isha. It says the she'ero kove love doesn't mean Isha. It means his relatives. So there's a good reason to say, well, maybe then how can you say that the Mitama? Oh, the answer is, based on the same so the Gemara Yivamos is talking about, only applying it to Ketana, I'm applying it to Gedolah. The Gemara never says it, but this is what you would say if you held it. I think that's the Asuah Kamei Smith. So again, all the Rishon points this out, that the Rambam was taking
the... talk about what Shad Asuah Kamei Smith?
Yes, but when we get to the Sugya that the Gemara was dealing with, there's Yesh Kalki Al Chama. Oh, we're going to talk about it. Yeah. I mean, the Re is quite a... We'll talk about it. Yeah, the Tosos on Altar talk about it. The Re has a... You have to put two Re's together. So far, you know what I'm talking about. One explains the other. Anyway, we'll get to that. But just... what? Yeah. But that's when we get to the Sugya, which happens to, you know, luckily enough, fall in our parak of Yesh Koach Be'achacham and Be'achinu, all that stuff, we will get to. Okay? But for now, just... The Rambam Shita is Tumah Zerubanan 2. In any event... All right, the next thing to do is Hafar Zadarim. So again, we're going to look at Hafar Zadarim, and here we have a different theme, not She'er. So just in terms of, you know, the Din Darabanan, I'm sorry, the Din Barusa, the Din Benisua, that's what we want to look at. What is the discrepancy? All right, what is true of Arusa? What is true of Nisua that is not true of Arusa? Right, what is true of the Hafar Kohabal, Hafar Nidre, Ishtom and Nisua, that is not true of Kohabal, Hafar Nidre, Ishtom and because we had it. Well, then what is the makor for the difference? That's what we're going to deal with. And then we'll go on to see the other dinim, that most of them are d'oraisa. That's why I say that, you know, why didn't the Gemara mention, whether he's chayav in mezonaseh after bia eris mezonaseh. Now, there could be a good answer to the question. I'm just saying, question. So the Magi Mishnah, I'm not sure if the Magi Mishnah takes heter tashmish as being something which is, the Rambam paskins it. It says, even if kitcha bia, you still are asr levola until you do bia shem, nesuin, or chuppah, whatever. So it is apparent that the Magi Mishnah was bothered by the fact that it's a bia de l'ishtah in Gemara. Right? And maybe the Rambam, you know, and it doesn't sound like the Rambam is, you know, passing that question per se. Doesn't mention, so he wanted to say, you know what, the Rambam doesn't pass in this question. It's a Baidal Ishita as a Sabek. But even if it's a Baidal Ishita, even if you hold Bia Nisuin Oseh, this halacha, the fact that she's not mutter, is still true. In other words, the ishto bia leman damar nisuin l'seh is also nisuin for the purposes of yerusha tumah v'havdera, not for being mutter isha labala.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Now he doesn't really bother to explain that conceptually. He's trying to explain how the Rambam. I mean, he really was it bothered him is he thought that there was an apsak in that question, and yet the Rambam is saying arusim and divrei tovim. So he says this is not because. Because that's by delishita. The reason I say that this is where it's coming from is because he says subsequently in his Odiyah Shlomar that Afa Gavit says by delishita, but the Rambam paskins it. So the, you know, he says in the second parish, yeah, the Rambam is paskining the question of via erusin oseh via nisuin oseh, right? When he says that even if he's kitcha bevia, so it's asur lavole again until chuppah until nisuin, that is paskining via erusin oseh.
Right,
and he says if afal gav that it's a bi'ah delushita. The Rambam thought that we'd pass on this question in accordance to the man or bayir erusin. So now that informs, right, you know, it's lo made al it's balal lamed al al you know chavero that the havmina that it was bothered by. He's saying what's the Rambam doing here? That's because he thinks it's a bi'ah delushita, and the Rambam wouldn't and didn't pass on that question. So, but the Rambam still says Arus says asur l'divrei sofrim even after right. Bi'ah. So that's apparently when it says bi'ah nisuin oseh, it's only l'inyan those questions. And on that, he's not posketing. But okay. Everybody agrees, even if Bia Nisuno said that it doesn't initiate the heter bala. And the Kesef Mishnah says, far the opposite makes more sense. You know, it makes more sense to say, even if you hold, right, that it's Bia Nisuno, if Bia Nisuno said at all, it makes sense to have said Bia Nisuno said for the purposes of heter tashmish and not for the other things.
Right.
But they're both bothered a little bit by, I mean, the Kesef Mishnah is not really so bothered by it, but it's almost like, you know, if you're going to make the deal, then I would think it makes more sense the opposite. Right, not that it doesn't mention it because it doesn't apply the Kuliyama. It doesn't mention it because it does apply, surely applies.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Kuliyama, but the Man Amar Bia Nisuno says no question that Mutter Lavola Achar Kach. But maybe you would say it's after that and not the other three.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. So they're getting into already questions of distinguishing between the different dinim that emerge, and there is one sugya, at least one sugya that really does sort of speak to that possibility, not in the context of Bia Irsin Nisuno said, but in the context of Nisira Lishluchei Av. Which we're not getting into. I'm just sort of again sketching the two different stages, and the you know the number the dinim that accrue in the second stage. Why the Gemara only mentions you know one of them here is a question. I'm just pointing out really it's a question. Why these three?
Got it.
Maybe they're the primary in some sense, or maybe they reflect the themes that are you know the difference. But it is a question, and you know it's something which led to questions such as you know maybe he's mutter the tashmish shekuli alma, or maybe he's you know, so that those questions do exist. That's what.
Okay, correct.